Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is DJ Official, and here it is. Eternal Cypher, repping the Lord Jesus Christ to the fullest.
Christ's death, sore in half. No more wars, so we all are
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in a jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucking. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return, and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing us. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor and none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore, clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. Appreciate you being here. Today's topic. Google is not all-knowing. That's right. That's today's topic. Okay. Ready? Again? Google is not all-knowing. All right. Hashtag Google doesn't know at all. Yeah, Google doesn't know it all. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the week. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Father, continue to get the glory from our lives. Forgive us for our shortcomings and flaws. But Father, you creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit so that we can continue to glorify you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who tunes in. Let us hear from you. Let us do what you say do, Father. More of your anointing, more of your power, you let it be on display through us, Father. More of your love. In the name of Jesus, let us give you more of your glory. Father, we love you. We thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in, however you tuned in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic, Google is not all knowing. All right. Hashtag Google. Google doesn't know it all. I know some of us think Google know it all. Google act like he know it all. Well, she know it all, but Google don't know. Oh, it. Okay, I got you. But Google don't know it all. Okay? Only one all-knowing. That's God. See, it's mighty funny how Google was created by man, right, who don't know all. Mm-hmm. But we're going to give Google all the credit, right? Google was created by man who does not know all. And God created man. And God knows all. See, Google, most people go to Google, right, to search for an answer rather than to ask God and wait on his answer. Uh-oh, that right there will preach right there. Yes, I say that again. I read that again right now. Mm-hmm. Most people go to Google to search for an answer rather than to ask God and wait on his answer. How many guilty you get? How many guilty are there? Mm-hmm. 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 Check this out. God said, have no other gods before him. That's what God said. Now, if you go to Google before you ask God, all right, come on, check yourself. Mm-hmm. Have no other gods before him. How are we going to go to Google first and ask Google, and Google is not all-knowing, instead of going to God first and asking him? Well, because God take too long for your answer. Is that it? Now, I'd rather go to the all-knowing one. Yeah, he could show me how to use Google to glorify him. So, which do you say first, though? Which do you say first? Do you say, okay, Google, or okay, Jesus? Mm-hmm. Which one you say first? Okay, Google, or okay, Jesus? Are we letting limited Google that seems limitless lead us in life these days? I ask that question again. Are we letting limited Google that seems limitless lead us in life these days? What about other people's perspective and opinions? Are you believing those instead of God, who is perfect and never makes a mistake about me? You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. Thanks for listening. Become a hearer and a doer of God's word. Become a hearer and a doer of God's word. Be led by his spirit. Yeah, that's how you become a hearer and a doer of God's word. You got to be led by his spirit. How do you do that? Stop being selfish and doing things your own way and humble yourself, right? Submit to God, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and be led by his spirit. Stop leading your own self and stop letting others lead you. Be led by his spirit. For as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Mm-hmm. Did you know Google is only 24 years old? Huh? I bet you ain't even know that name. He ain't never had Google. Google, how old you is? Google is nothing but 24 years old. That's like asking a 24-year-old everything. You been on this 24-year-old? Been on everything? All right, Google, 24 years old. September 4th, 1998. As good as Google's knowledge is now, I mean, you can use Google. Use it. But don't go to Google before you go to God, though. That's all I'm saying. As good as Google is, right, as good as Google's knowledge is, it still cannot compare to the Lord, the God that made the humans that made Google. As good as Google's knowledge is, it still cannot compare to the God that made the humans that made Google. Yeah, we're going to learn it, baby. Yeah, God's ways are unsearchable. Yeah, you can't search. You can't ask Google what's going to go on in your life tomorrow. Uh-oh, yes, sir. We done dropped Google. We done beat Google down, man. What Google did to you? Nah, it's just taking God's glory. People going to Google more than they going to God. Like Google is all-knowing. And I know because God stopped me from going to Google, too, like that. Because before Google came out, you know what I'm saying, I used to find these scriptures that I'm looking for. I used to find them in the Word. And then Google came out, I just started Googling everything. And then one day I tried to Google something, and God said, hey, bro. Or a son, whatever. You call me. He talked to me like he talked to us. Like, oh yeah, he talked to us like we talk. So, either bro, son, or my name. But yeah, you can't be going to Google for everything, man. How did you make it before Google was here? Is what God pointed out. How did you get your information before Google was here? Google ain't nothing but 24 years old. Mm-hmm. When hip hop meets Christ over here, we 100% transparent. We're 100% authentic. Not saying that we are perfect, no. Okay? I showed up ain't living up to your standard. Uh-uh. And you ain't living up to God's standard. Uh-uh. So, go ahead on. Okay? But I do have God's standards before me. And I have Jesus, who leads me, who already done fulfilled the law for me, making me the righteousness of God. How about you? I'm talking about. So, yeah. 100% transparent. 100% authentic. All right? Over here, we pray. We worship and praise. We get them scriptures on deck. Yeah, we got them scriptures on deck. We get our problem solved by putting our faith and action together. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, we go live. Hip Hop and Jesus 7 p.m. Wednesdays. Okay? Hip Hop and Jesus Christ, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we also go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern with topics from the all-knowing one, just like this one. Google is not all-knowing, but we know who he is. And if you forgot, you're going to learn today, and I'm going to remind you. The Holy Spirit will remind us. Yeah, who is all-knowing? And it ain't Google, because man is not all-knowing either. You got to understand that God limited our knowledge that we do have. Yeah, he's the supreme being. He's the all-knowing one. So he even limited the knowledge that we do have and that we do get. You know what I'm talking about? Let's show it, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, and it's really time for us to worship and praise God. Yeah, we worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. I'm going to play some songs. But you make sure you get your heart and your mind on the Lord. All right? We're getting set. We're getting ready for what he is about to tell us and what he's going to do. All right? Yeah. Through his word and in our lives. It's amazing how this Bible was written so many years. I'm talking about ages, decades, whatever you want to call it, ago. Centuries ago. And it's still relevant right now to our very own lives, our very own individual lives. That's what it means by the word of God is living, or the word of God is quick, okay? The word of God is living. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You know what I'm talking about? It divides the marrow from the bones and the soul from the spirit. That's how sharp it is, all right? So it's a revealer of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. That's why people don't be wanting to hear the truth, but whether they want to hear it or not, the word of God ain't going nowhere. Yes, sir. We'll go somewhere. Before his word goes somewhere, they're right. We passing away. But his word ain't going to never change or pass away. Hallelujah all day. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that is it. He is, that's God's word right there. Jesus. That's God's word. This Bible, that's God's word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, as we worship you and praise you in the spirit and in the truth. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's worship.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, here's my desire. Everybody singing.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, yeah.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, yeah.
Just to be.
I have a maker. He formed my heart. Oh, before even time began, my life was in his hands. Oh, and he knows my name. Yeah. He knows my name. Oh, he sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
Somebody need to hear this. Come on, y'all. thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute, Brother Moss. How am I supposed to be glad? The enemy's attacking me from every angle. All in my home. All in my finances. All in my job. All but my brothers and sisters. You better keep that joy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So turn around and minister to yourself.
Comes in the morning. Guess what? It's morning in your life. In your lives. It's morning. Yeah, time for some joy to come through. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, man. I like that song, man. That was J Moss. Don't let it. Okay? J Moss, don't let it. Don't let it steal your joy. Yes, sir. I like that. Don't let it steal your joy. Man, you want to preach. Yeah, don't let the situation steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Yeah, don't let the situation change your perspective of how you view God, the Almighty. That right? Don't let what you see on Google steal your joy. Yes, sir. Don't let it change your perspective of who God is. That right? Hallelujah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. Today's topic, Google is not all-knowing. Google is not all-knowing, but God is. All right. Yeah, some people Google stuff and they believe everything Google say. They take the first thing Google pull up without even searching. You know what I'm saying? They ask a question, and the first thing Google say, they take it, click on it, run with it, and go. Like, bro, what the? You ain't going to do no other research? You ain't going to do no kind of research or nothing, comparison, nothing? They going to take it and run with it? You know Google was put together and made by man, right? You know man is not all-knowing, right? So how anything that he make going to be all-knowing? Nothing that God made is all-knowing. Nothing that God made is all-knowing. Only God is all-knowing. He's the only one that can fit there. We need to stop with all this stuff that we got in God's place, all this vanity, man. You know what I'm saying? Remember this, though. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. The call-in number, 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1 to speak. And sometimes you have a question. Sometimes you want to just say something. Sometimes you might want to just testify, what have you. call in and push one. You go on the air live. You know what I'm talking about? You can also listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. Take your beats with you. Yeah. You can listen on the go either live or from the archives. You can Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time. And tune in. We go live on Wednesdays and Saturdays. But you can go always, at any time, pull up When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Just Google it. It still ain't all knowing. But yeah, man, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Also, we got some good news. Aren't you tired of all this bad news, chaos, and confusion in the world? Well, tune in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Good Newsletter. Yeah, that's right. Good Newsletter. Get it free. Got a newsletter going on over here. Get it free. Sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. It ain't just something just thrown together. No, it's put together real good. It's full of God. It's full of His anointing and His power. And it's full of encouragement for you. All right? So that's the When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Good Newsletter. Yeah. Contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com to receive these. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com to start receiving your newsletters. All right? Also, the gospel album and the audiobook of Look to Me by Oasis are available as well. All right? We appreciate everybody tuning in and whatever, what have you. And we appreciate everybody, the support that you give. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're listening, whether you're reading, or what have you. You know what I'm talking about? We appreciate you. All right? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. I do everything I do for the glory of God. He knows that. I don't care what you think. Okay? I'm focused on Father. Mm-hmm. All right? And we need to stop worrying about other folks and what they think, man. Focus on Father. What he think. Other folks, what they think about you don't even matter. We be sitting up here spending a whole lifetime trying to prove something to somebody. They already got how they feel about you. Why are you going to try to prove them wrong? They already, yeah, I feel like you this way. So they got their mind set up. And you still sitting up here showing them and proving to them that you a different way, but they still believe this. So stop trying to impress people. And stop caring what they think, man. People just like you, we all got to answer to God. Uh-oh. Yeah, people are just like you. All humans, we all got to answer to God. Ain't none of us above G-O-D. And ain't none of us above answering to God. And ain't none of us above his standards. Okay? When you put his standards there, that make everybody guilty. Put his standards there, that make everybody equal. Put his love there, that means he love all of us. God loved the world. That's why Jesus came. Hallelujah. For sure with it. All right? Let's move on, man. Next, we go into the Knock 'em Down segment of the broadcast. Yeah, Joshua's Wall, Knock 'em Down. The God versus any issue that you got, any problem that you got, any concern that we have as humans. God versus any issue, any problem, any concern of humans equals victory for the humans if we let God handle it. You know what I'm talking about? This is also a chance for the thin skin, you know, the easily offended folk. Ooh, I don't like how you say that. Yeah, the truth offends a lot of people, which it shouldn't. Yeah, the truth should convict you and bring you to repentance and help you to live right. You know what I'm saying? All right, but the thin-skinned folks, the easily offended folks, this your chance to either leave or repent. The itching ear people, itching ears. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear something. Want to be nosy and all that. You got an itching ear and you want a Q-tip preacher? This ain't him. Not a Q-tip preacher over here. It's the fire of God over here. So thin-skinned folks, itching ear folks, here is your chance to leave, go find something else to do with yourself, or you can repent and get this Jesus like the rest of us. But hold on, let me give you a few seconds so you can make your mind up. We'll play this theme music right quick, and then we move on. Oh! Here it is.
Hey! Yeah!
Yeah!
Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to say that it was safe to say.
All righty then. You've been warned. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, I got an issue today. Yeah, I got an issue. I just want to bring this up. Any problem, any concern? Any concern, right? This is a concern. Just want to point this out. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But I want to start off this issue of life or this concern. This Joshua's Wall, knock him down segment, God versus segment, yeah. I just want to talk about, you better thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus, I was reading the word yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I was reading the law, under the law. Did you know under the law we could not eat pig? You better thank God for Jesus because that bacon be good on them. That bacon be hit, that ham and pork ribs and all. Okay. Under the law, we could not eat pork. We could not eat pigs. Better thank God for Jesus because that bacon be hitting on it. Yes, sir. That ham be hitting on it. And them pork ribs. Yes, sir. Oh, guess what? If that ain't your thing, I'll eat pig anyway. Well, let me get something for your bougie self. Okay? You know, we also could not eat shrimp, crabs, lobster, shellfish. Under the law, we couldn't eat shrimp. We couldn't eat crab. We couldn't eat lobsters. You know what I'm saying? Aren't you glad we are not under the law? You better get to thanking God, boy. You better get to praising him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ain't under the law. Hallelujah. Yeah, you ain't got to work it out yourself. Yeah, your deeds don't count. Yeah, we're not under the law, but we're under the Lord who fulfilled the law for us. Now, check this out. Just listen. Let me read some scripture on it. Because you ain't got to take my word. Let me put some scripture on it. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We're in Christ. We ain't walking after the flesh, but we're walking after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, this is a whole other law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. Yeah, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from religion, has made me free from the law of sin and death, has made me free from counting on my own deeds to get me in. So what the law could not do, what religion can do, what your own deeds can do, what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son, he did it, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. So the law could not condemn sin in the flesh, but God did. God condemned sin in the flesh through Jesus Christ, his son. That the righteousness of the law, yeah, the law could not make you righteous. The righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us through Jesus as well. The righteousness of the law. That's why you can't get the righteousness of the law just by doing what it says. This ain't religion over here. You got to have his Spirit. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yeah, we on some spiritual things over here. We on that spiritual realm. In that spiritual realm. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. So stop trying to fit in with those that's only operating in the flesh. Because they that are after the flesh, they do mind, they take care of the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, that's you. That's the difference. But they that are after the Spirit, we take care of the things of the Spirit. Okay? So for to be carnally minded or flesh minded is death. That's why you can't be in your flesh. That's why you can't be following people that's in their flesh or being led by their flesh, their own knowledge and their own five senses or somebody else's knowledge. Okay, to be carnally minded is death. That will lead you to death. Yeah. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, though. Don't you want that? To be spiritually minded, being led by God, that's going to give you life and peace. You could be in a stressful situation but still have peace and be enjoying life. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Yeah, it's against God. It's hostile. That's what enmity is. The carnal mind, the flesh mind, five senses, my own logic by itself, is hostile, enmity against God, shout it. the one who created us, if you carnal-minded, if you flesh-minded, right, that's against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So you can't even please God if you're in the flesh. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. There it is. The ones that's in the flesh can't please God. But you are not in the flesh. Yeah, you inside of your body, yeah, but your flesh don't tell you what to do. Those evil desires that your flesh want to carry out, your spirit say, God don't like that, and I ain't doing it. And the Holy Spirit be right there. So you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, if any man has not or have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So if you don't have the Spirit of Christ Jesus and you're rejecting Jesus, talking about I believe in God, you don't belong to him. See? Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Yeah, God made you, but you're not a child of God. Now, I know we used to think everybody a child of God. We was wrong. It's two left shoes. Everybody is not a child of God. Everybody is a creation of God. But when you receive Jesus, to them he gives power to become the children or the sons of God. When you receive Jesus, that's how you become a son of God, a child of God. You must receive Jesus in order to become a child, a son of God. And you got to be led by his spirit. You see what I'm saying? So that was Romans 8, verses 1 through 8. I got one more verse to read. We're going to take a break, praise break right quick, and then come back and get into today's topic. You know what I'm talking about? This Google. Google about to be crushed. When you see how spectacular, how magnificent God is, you be like, man, forget a Google. I'm going to go to the all-knowing one. You know what I'm talking about? Let me read this other scripture before we go there. Yeah. Yeah, you better thank God for Jesus. Because you couldn't eat no bacon or ham. You couldn't eat no shrimp or crabs or lobster. Yeah, aren't you glad we're not under the law? We're not under religion. You know what I'm talking about? So this next verse says, but we see Jesus, hallelujah, who was made a little lower than the angels. He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. So he's greater than the angels, but he was made a little lower than the angels when he came here for the suffering of death. We see him crowned with glory and honor. We don't disrespect Jesus. We glorify him. We honor him that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Yeah, that means you should be glorifying him and honoring him too, because Jesus, by the grace of God, tasted death for you, him, her, them, me, all of us. By the grace of God, Jesus tasted death for every man. Hallelujah. Yeah, Google don't know nothing about this salvation. I guarantee you that. And I wonder why Google, I be Googling stuff. Y'all know how y'all Google stuff. You Google stuff one time, next thing you know, you go back on Google and they got something else on it, something familiar that what you Googled before, right? I be Googling all kind of stuff, you know, business stuff and everything. I also Google the most. I also Google scriptures the most. And Google ain't never led me to none of the scriptures. Like when I look it up and put it in there, it'll lead me to it. But when I just pull it up, you know how they connect you to other stuff that's familiar? Why Google don't hook me up with other believer stuff? You don't hook me up with no scriptures, bro. Now, we seen you look this up the other day. Here go another scripture that go right with it. They don't never do that for me. I could look Google some Jordans or some Nikes, and the next thing you know, the next time I get on Google, they got some more Nikes and Jordans waiting for me. You ain't seen any. But I Google some scriptures on Google, and Google don't even give me no scriptures. Hey, we notice you use the King James Version and you Google this, but here's another scripture that goes with this one. Google don't ever do that for me. How about you? What's your experience with it? What am I talking about? Pardon me, Mr. Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. When we come back, we getting into today's topic. Google is not all-knowing. Hashtag Google does not know it all. Yeah, but God does. We'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, I'm screaming out, hurry, Lord, hurry, Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville. I feel right at home. Was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Lesson in survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch and be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder. The cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His vest is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma. But please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master. King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro. Retro, 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 retro. I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer. But I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured. Scattering seed, the God who made us is holy and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a dramatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King, there is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open, there's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic. It's compassion. Without Christ, life will end tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives. The same gospel that Jay given, the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over. And the glory of the King will be seen full exposure. King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
Tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. And we're ready to get into the topic, the scriptures for the topic. Today's topic is Google is not all-knowing. I repeat, Google is not all-knowing, or hashtag Google doesn't know it all. God is all-knowing. Did you know some people run to Google more than to God, quicker than they run to God? Some people call 911 before they call Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Now, who wrong? Some people depend on human help, which is vanity and vain, rather than God's help. Huh? You know, back when the world we live in. Google does not know it all because Google was made by humans and humans don't know it all. Google does not know it all because Google was made by humans and humans don't know it all, especially if they don't know God. Uh-oh. With that being said, let's go to Psalms, P-S-A-L-M. That's how you spell Psalm, okay? The P is silent. P-S-A-L-M. Psalms, chapter 147. Let's go. Right before Proverbs. It's in the Old Testament. Psalm. Yes, let's go. Psalms chapter number 147. I'm waiting for you. Psalms 147. Gonna get one verse to start this off. I'm talking about shut Google down with this one verse. Psalms 147. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Jesus Christ is Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. All day. Psalms 147. Give you a few more seconds. Hallelujah. All day. All right. Once you find Psalms 147, go to verse 5. One verse. About to kick Google butt. Crush Google. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you can't use Google, but I'm saying if you go into Google before you go to God, something wrong. Psalms 147 verse 5 says, great is the Lord. Great is our Lord. It don't say great is Google. It don't say great is man. Great is our Lord. And of great power. Great is our Lord. And of great power. His understanding is infinite. His understanding is infinite. That means his understanding cannot be measured. No matter how many tools we come up with to measure stuff, we can't measure his understanding, God's understanding. Yeah, that just made Google look real little, didn't it? Let me read it again. Make Google look even smaller. So if you're running to Google that quick and it's that small, then how quick should you run to God, who is way greater than Google? Psalms 147, verse 5 again says, great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. Please circle that verse, highlight it, underline it, do something. Yeah, meditate on that one. Our Lord is great, and he's of great power, and his understanding is infinite or can't be measured. His understanding can't be measured. I like that. I like that, boy. Boy, that just did something to me. Did it do something to you? I'm still feeling that scripture. And that mug going all through. I'm talking about in my legs right now. I was feeling it in my arms. Being, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was in the heart and everything. And that mug just went all through me, man. Let me read it again. Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. I felt it again. From my head down to my feet, yes, sir. And that's just the first scripture. What are we going to do with the rest of these, man? Let's go get them. Ecclesiastes, let's go there. That's a couple of books behind Psalms. Ecclesiastes, go to chapter 11. We're going to see how big God is. We already understand. His understanding is infinite. His understanding is past finding out. You can't measure that, man. God be like, you can't even count the stars in the sky. If you can, that's how many descendants it's going to be. Can you count all the sand on the sea? Well, I got it counted. Hey, Google, how much sand is on the sea? A lot. I went and typed in Google, because I don't talk to Google. But I typed in Google, how many stars in the sky? Well, a lot. It's too many. And they tried to put a number talking about billions and billions or something, they said. I'm like, pfft. Yeah, God said, you can't number them. Yeah, Google can't number the stars. It's a billion, billion of them. A billion, 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 billion. Anyway, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, go to verse 5 again. It says, as you know not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Pause. Do you understand how the bones of the child that's in the side of her pregnant mama grow? Yeah, I'm talking about a baby develops in his mother's womb. The baby develops, man. Ain't that something? We in Ecclesiastes 11 and 5. As you know not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so you know not, or don't know the works of God who makes all. Mm-hmm. You don't know the way of the spirit. You don't know how bones grow inside the womb of her that is pregnant. Even so, you don't know the works of God who makes all. Yeah, because some things God doesn't let us know. Yeah, ask them scientists. Some things God don't let them know, and they come up with a, you know, we're just going to call it a hypothesis or educated guess. Man, if you don't get out of here, somebody say, if you don't get out of here, science, you don't get out of here. Unless you're going to give God his props, science and scientists and doctors. Mm-hmm. Give God his props, nurses. Uh-oh. I ain't know I was going to be talking to y'all, but hey. As you don't know the way of the spirit, and as you don't know how bones grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so, you don't know the works of God who makes all. His understanding is infinite. Past finding out, shout it. So the Ecclesiastes chapter 8, you ain't got to take my word. Let's get some more God's word in. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, and no, man did not write this Bible. God wrote it. The man might have recorded what God did, but this is God's word already written before man even got here. It's in our heart. Yeah. Ask Google what's in your heart. Told you, Google does not know at all. Google don't even know what you're going to do tomorrow. Now, you might Google something. It might give you a suggestion for tomorrow. But Google does not know what you will do tomorrow. But God knows everything you're going to do tomorrow. God knows everything you're going to do in the next hour, the next minutes. And he know it all in detail, too. He know it all to the full. You don't even know what you're going to do tomorrow. You can plan. But you don't know if them plans going to go how you want them to go. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Let's go get some more of this. These scriptures, man, Ecclesiastes chapter 8 this time. Go to verse 16 and verse 17. All right? Now, this is somebody before us who walked with God, and God gave him all this wisdom. So he know what he's talking about. God gave him this wisdom. He didn't go to school for this. He didn't have all them degrees or money or success or whatever like that from man, but he did things God's way. This is King Solomon who wrote this. King David's son. So, one of his sons. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16 says, when I applied my heart to know wisdom, I applied my heart to know wisdom, right? And to see the business that is done upon the earth. But also, there is that neither day nor night see sleep with his eyes. Some people be so busy, they don't even sleep, bro. Like, yeah, an hour, 30 minutes, hit that. But this says, there is that neither day nor night see sleep with his eyes. A lot of folk be stressed out. A lot of folks trying to be rich, stressing themselves out too. Can't sleep. All that. Then I beheld all the work of God. Check this out. I applied my heart into wisdom. Then I saw all the work of God, right? That a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Yeah. The Bible don't contradict itself. He just said that we don't know the works of God who makes all, right? So, he said, even though I'm trying to understand wisdom, and I see all the works of God, that a man can find out the work, cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, though he working hard to seek it out, all the labor that's done under the sun, it says, yet he shall not find it. It says, yet farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet he shall not be able to find it. So a wise man can't even figure it out. And he wise, right? I'm going to read these two verses again. Let's go. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16. When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night sleep with his eyes. And verse 17 says, then I beheld, or then I saw, all the work of God that a man, a human, cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. You cannot find out all the work that's done under the sun. Google cannot find out all the work that's done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, even if that's your life journey, your purpose, you laboring to seek out all the work that's done, it says, yet he will not find it. Then it compares the wise man. Say he goes further. He takes it a little further. Yes, Father, though a wise man think to know it, yet he shall not be able to find it out. I don't care how much wisdom and knowledge you got. It's some stuff that God ain't going to let you know. Wow. He's the all-knowing. Yeah, that's right. God knows it all. Go to Job chapter 9. Job chapter number 9. Let's get it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Job chapter 9. That's a few verses in front of, or a few chapters in front of Ecclesiastes, where if you see Psalms, Job is right in front of Psalm. Okay? Job comes before Psalms. That's spelled with a P. P-Psalm. It ain't pronounced like that, I don't think. Because I know we've been pronouncing it Psalm the whole time. So, anyway, Psalm, oh no, no, we're going to Job. Job 9. Job chapter 9. Job. Spelled like Job. Say it like Job. J-O-B. Chapter number 9. Got it? Get a few verses from this chapter right quick. Go to verse 2. Job chapter 9, verse 2, and then verse 4. So Job chapter 9, verse 2 says, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? How shall man be justified with God? He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and has prospered? Who justified themselves or hardened their heart against the Lord and prospered? It don't matter how much of man's success they got or how much of money they got. You know what I'm saying? All is vanity. God said that. So they really ain't got nothing, especially if you ain't got God. He is the one that's wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him, went against him, right? And has prospered. Who go against God and prosper? Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember, they call it prosperity, but that ain't prosperity. Yeah, God gonna bring them down and they ain't gonna never get up again. Better repent. Go to verse 10. Job chapter 9. Verse 10, which does great things past finding out. What? That's God. He does great things past finding out. Yeah, the great things that God does is past finding out. You can't Google this one. He does, which does great things past finding out, yeah, and wonders without number. He does wonders, wonderful things without number. You can't number this. He's infinite. His understanding is infinite. The closest we can get to know God is this word, through his word. Job chapter 12. Go over a few. Job chapter 12. Excuse me, verse 10. Job chapter 12. Verse 10 says, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? That's God. Look how great God is. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing? The soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind is in God's hand. This is Job chapter 12, verse 10. I'm going to read it one more time. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind is in his hand. You know what I'm talking about? One more place in Job we're going to go to. Since we're in Job, go to Job chapter 36. Since we're in Job. I had this coming up a little bit later after these other few verses, but since we're already in Job, let's go ahead and get Job chapter 36 and verse 26. It says, behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. That's right. How old is God? Ageless. How old is Google? 24 years old. How old is God? Ageless. Mm-hmm. He don't get old. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, write that verse down too. Job chapter 36 I'll highlight that verse. It's 26. Job chapter 36. Verse 26 says, behold, or look, realize, God is great, and we know him not. The only way you're going to know him is receive Jesus. God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. Can't ask Google that. You mess around and Google gets shut down by the equation. Yeah, how old is God? Google say, you need Jesus. That's what Google should say if it was made by people that believe in Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Google, how old is God? Hey, you need to go find Jesus. That's what Google say to you if it was made by, you know, me. So, can we read that one more time? Job chapter 36, verse 26, behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. Next, Daniel chapter 1. Go to Daniel chapter 1. Appreciate you listening. This is When Hip-Hop Meets Christ. Ain't it good? Ain't it good? It's good, ain't it? You see how great God is, and then how menial Google is. How old is God? Ageless. How old is Google? 24. 1998, September. You ain't even know that. You ain't never asked Google how old he was, or she was, or it is. 24 young years. I already double Google age, just about. I'm 40 till I'm 50. I've been 40 for 3 years. Don't bother me. Yeah. All right, then. Google, I'm older than you. I'm wiser. Okay? All right. I get my knowledge from the all-knowing one. Where you get your knowledge from? Google, man stuff, his history, and the one who put you together? Google greater than man, the man the one made Google. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3. Daniel chapter 1. Verse 3, check this out. Let's get deep a little bit. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 says, and the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, bring certain ones from the children of Israel, and of the king's seed as well, and of the princes. So there's three categories of people right here. You got something. Certain people from the children of Israel. You got certain of the king's seed, so the king's children, and you got certain of the princes. Okay? Three categories. Verse 4 says, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science. Yeah, you see the Bible talking about science, eh? Understanding science. This is before science got out of hand and took God's hand off of it. We reading about science from the Word of God right now. Okay? Now, in school, will science point you to God? No. Now, verse 4, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. So these were choice people. Pick out the best ones so we can train them, right? That's what the king wanted and said. Verse 5 says, and the king appointed them a daily provision. Provision means providing something for them, right? So the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat. Meat is something you eat. Okay, he even got eat in the name meat. Okay, so the king appointed them a daily provision of food, the king's meat, and of the wine, which he drank. So nourishing them 3 years, if I feed them what I'm eating and you give them to drink what I'm drinking, and if I train them how I want them to train, right? So nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof, they might stand before the king. You training them. Verse 6. Now, among these were of the children of Judah. These are the ones from Israel, right? Judah is of Israel. Israel has 12 tribes. Judah is one of them, or 12 sons. Israel has 12 sons, 12 tribes. Judah is one of them. Verse 6, Daniel chapter 1. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Yeah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Yeah, the emphasis is on the I being stretched out in Mishael. We were saying Mishael, but no. My Bible breaks it down like this with the emphasis or the long-sounding I. Mishael, Azariah, Hananiah, and Daniel. You know them better as Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. They call Daniel Belshazzar. Okay? But I already just call him, going to call him Daniel. Go to verse 8. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. I'm not going to eat what the king giving me. I'm not going to drink what the king giving me. I'm not going to take this food stamps and this welfare. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I like that. I'm not going to get dependent on these food stamps. I'm not going to get dependent on this welfare. What the government giving me, I'm not going to get dependent on that. I'm not going to defile myself with what the king is giving me, is what Daniel said. I ain't going to get dependent on this government, cuz. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So he asked. He just bucked like I buck, bro. I buck with the authority of God, bro. All right? Daniel, nice. I'm going to learn from Daniel. Get nice. He requested, though. So I buck and I might get in trouble. Or might not. Hey, God got my back. So Daniel requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Verse number 9, Daniel chapter 1, verse number 9 says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And if you keep reading, you'll see that he gave Daniel permission to go ahead and not eat the king's food and drink the king's wine. First, he said, man, you're going to get me killed, bro. This is what the king pointed. So that's in these next three verses. All right? I don't have time to get into them right now. You do. Maybe not right now, but you can get into the whole chapter. As a matter of fact, get the whole book of Daniel this week. All right? Go to verse 17 right now, though. Daniel chapter 1. Verse 17 says, as for these four children, you know, Daniel and his compadres, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, okay, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Verse 17, as for these four children, yeah, and Daniel, God gave them knowledge. Who did what? God gave them what? Knowledge. God gave them knowledge. They didn't go to man's educational system and get their knowledge and all that stuff like that. Not saying that you can't get it. Okay, but whatever you're doing, make sure you're doing everything unto God. That's what makes it count. Now back over here, Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. And as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. Yeah, don't think you just smart and know it all because you got A's. No, you get that from God, because it. You always being successful in life. Everything you touch, turn to gold. That's because of God, because it. Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Google. Well, they might try to help you out if you Google, I just had this dream. What does this mean? And Google might tell you the wrong thing, so I don't suggest you go to Google when you dream something. Oh, I saw this in the dream. I saw that. So let me ask Google. Google might lead you down the straight. Just lead you a straight shot. If you see this in your dream, then this means no. Mm-mm. And this Bible says sometimes we cause dreams on ourselves. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Now, verse 18 says, now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, the 3 years, right? At the end of the 3 years, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, the king. He's the king, Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 3 years, they brought before the king. He wanted to train him for 3 years. See what's going to happen. Verse 19, Daniel chapter 1 says, and the king communicated with them, and among them all was found none like, look at what God do for you when you are his and when you do things his way. Among all them, he got children from the king, he got children from the princes, and you got children from Israel too. But the children from Israel about to outshine everybody else. So it don't matter if you born into this royal family or not. You better get the royal God on your side. And he's fair. That's for all of us. So the king communed with them, verse 19, Daniel chapter 1. And among them all was found none like Daniel, who believed in God, Hananiah, who believed in God, Mishael, who believed in God, and Azariah. Therefore, they stood before the king. These are the ones that stand before the king. They promoted. They got a royal position. Yeah. Verse 20 says, and in all matters of wisdom, check this one out. In all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better. Well, I just felt that again, going all through me again. Yeah. Yeah, God will be with you and you'll be 10 times greater. That don't mean it's for you to know to brag and all that. I'm 10 times greater than you. Nah. You're acting like Satan when you do that, man. Daniel was humble. I told you, he requested. He didn't even buck like me. I'd be bucking cups. So, in all matters of wisdom, though, verse 20, and understanding, in all matters of wisdom, in all matters of understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, than all the little astrologers that were in all his realm. I'm talking about they 10 times better than the magicians, bruh. They 10 times better than the astrologers, cuz. Okay, let me make it more personal to you. When you got God on your side and doing things his way, you 10 times greater than magicians. You 10 times greater than astrologers. That's science, ain't it? Mm-hmm. 10 times greater. Well, when God with you, that's how you are. 10 times greater. Isaiah chapter 40. Let's go there before we take a break. I'm about to beat this clock in the ground today, boy. Yes, sir. All right. Isaiah 40 and 12. I'm about to beat this clock. Yes, sir. I'm going to beat the clock like some of y'all be beating y'all alarm clock. I'm about to beat this clock today. All right. Isaiah chapter 40. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you being here, tuning in. Hear what God is saying, do what he's saying. If you don't understand, ask him for understanding, all right? And don't give up on the word, because I understand this part, but I don't understand that. God unlocks the Bible as you grow. In him, he'll unlock it. You understand it more and more. So that's why you got to stick with it. Don't just read through it one time. Oh, I read the Bible and go, no, cuz. The word of God is living. Sometimes you got to read this Bible and get reminded of what God already said to you. Because life will come and beat you down, and then the devil will try to steal the word that God already said to you. But fight Satan back. Open this Bible up. Spend some time with God for real, bro. God ain't going to say, oh, you wrong for reading that Bible all the time. You wrong for reading that Bible every day. God ain't going to say that. You right for spending time with God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. It says, who has measured the waters? We're about to see how great God is. Who has measured the water? You might ask Google how much water on earth, and it might take a guess. But don't believe Google. Believe this word. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Huh? You mean to tell me all them oceans, this whole earth, is in the hollow of his hand? That's the middle of his hand, right? What the? All these oceans and stuff, man? Boy, it takes us a long time to drive to the beach, right, if you don't live around the water. Take you a pretty good little minute to drive to the beach, right? But all that water that you see, because I'm talking about it's water as far as your eyes can see, if you ever been on it, you look and you be like, man. But that's just one part and one part of the world that you in, one part of the earth, right? So that, and that's a lot of water, because if you go out there, you'll drown. You go all the way out there, you drown and get ate by the sharks or something else, or I don't know. That's a lot of water, bro, with your little bitty self. Who we think we are? And then this Bible says that he measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. He ain't talking about just one beach or one ocean. He talking about all the water. This talking about all the water on the earth. Ask Google, how much water is on the earth? And then say, stop lying, Google. All right, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out the heaven, meted out heaven with the span. So we're doing some measurements in heaven too, right? Yeah, ask Google how big is heaven. And comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. Ask Google how much dust on the earth. I'll tell you, you about to shut Google down. You might make them folk come look at you. Hey, man, you asking all these questions. Who is you? Hold on, bro. We in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. So he measured the waters, all of it on the earth. I'm talking all them oceans, all them seas. He measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. He done measured the dust of the earth, right? And weighed the mountains. Huh? Hey, Google, how much does this mountain weigh? He done weighed the mountains, bro. How Google gonna weigh a mountain, bro? Tell me that. If Google tell you how much a mountain weighs, how in the world did Google measure it? Unless God said, okay, Google, this is how much a mountain weighs. Because how you going to measure a mountain, okay? How much it weighs. Not the height, but how much it weighs. Wow. And weigh the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. How you measure the hills? How you weigh the hills, Cook Bomb? Bobby, you're blowing my mind here. Good grief. Woo. That's why you got to be into your word, bro. And sister. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13 says, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Yeah. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or being his counselor has taught him. Who has taught the Lord? If you his counselor, who directed his spirit? Because his spirit was over the waters before he even said, let there be light, or form the dry land. His spirit was over the waters. So who has directed the Spirit? Even before he made man, his spirit was here. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him? With whom took he counsel? Who did God sit down with and take counsel? And who instructed him? Who taught God and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? Huh? Nobody. Verse 15 says, behold, or look, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, bro. Godly, a drop in a big bucket. That's how the nations is to God. All the nations, bruh. Sister. Yeah, all the nations. All of them. Told you Google ain't all knowing, bruh. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. A drop. Not a whole bucket full of water, but just a drop. The nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust. He counts all the nations as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles or the islands as a very little thing. I'll pull an island up as a very little thing. Now, that's another scripture here in Job where he says, who can play with the Leviathan as a bird? Can you play with the Leviathan as a bird? That's that great sea creature you hear about. The Loch Ness Monster, what they want to fairy tale it and call it. But the Leviathan, that's real. It's in Job. And you'll see it throughout the Bible as well. You see what I'm saying? In more places. So, the nations, all the nations, not just America, but all these nations are as a drop of a bucket and counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the islands as a very little thing. We, God, powerful, the all-powerful one. You see this? And Lebanon, that's the big tree or the big forest with all them big trees in it. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burning offering. Verse 17 says, all nations, how many? All nations before him are as nothing. What? Told you, even at your best state, humans, we ain't nothing. We ain't but a vapor. All nations before him are as nothing. And they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Ooh-wee. So vanity, less than nothing? You understand what vanity is now? Less than nothing. All is meaningless. So all the nations before him are as nothing. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 17. All the nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. All these nations, no matter how prosperous and rich and whatever they are called themselves, God say you're less than nothing, all nations. Verse 18, to whom then will you liken God? Who you going to compare God to? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? go back and read them scriptures. You can't compare nobody to God when you read Isaiah 40 verses 12 through 18 like we just did. Boy, shoot, verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sits upon the circle of the earth. Circle got everything to do with circuit. That don't mean that the earth round. Now, I told you, it could be round and flat, not spear. It could be a round circle on the ground because you got to have some corners on it, too. Okay, all right. I'm going for the flat one now. Now, the circle got everything to do with the circuit, the way it's going, right? Now, let's go. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. I mean, verse 22 says, it is, matter of fact, let me go back to verse 21. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood? From the foundations of the earth, it is he that sits upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Not the big grasshoppers either, them little ones. Yeah, not the big ones that can fly. The little ones, all they can do is jump. I don't know if they all develop into them big ones. I don't think so, because you see a whole bunch of little ones. And every now and again, you might see a big one. Well, I'm in Georgia, so that's what I experience. Okay, it is he that sits upon the circle of the earth, and inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretches out the heaven. He stretches out the heavens as a curtain. A curtain ain't round. He sit on the circle, but then the curtain is not round. Curtain's not round. The window's not round. They square, right? All right, so hold on. He stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreads them out as a tent. Spreads the heavens out as a tent to dwell in. Yeah, that's the heavens, the sky, clouds, all that. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 23 says, that brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as vanity. Top notch, who we call top notch. Leaders, he'll make them as nothing. Because all the nations are as nothing as well. You know what I'm talking about? We in Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 24 says, yes, or yea, they shall not be planted. They shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. He's talking about them princes that he brings to nothing in verse 23. And them judges that he brings, you know, to vanity. It says, yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Whirlwind, tornadoes, hurricanes, all right. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and behold, who has created these things that brings out their hosts by number? He calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one fails. Why you say, O Jacob, why you saying, O Jacob, and speaking, O Israel, my way is hid? Why you talking like your way hid from the Lord? And my judgment is passed over from God. Huh? That's verse 27. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 says, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary. He don't get tired. He don't faint. He don't fall out. There is no searching of his understanding. There ain't no searching of his understanding. And we did a pretty good job right here with these scriptures. You want to understand, get to know the mind of God, you better get into the Word. His Word is Jesus. Now, you go ahead and meditate on them verses, bro. Isaiah 40, you can read that one again. So that's Daniel, the whole book of Daniel, all right, for the next week coming up, right? And Isaiah chapter 40, you can read that today or tomorrow in its entirety, because that mug is fire, shouted. We just read a few verses. We'll be right back. When hip-hop meets the Christ, today's topic, Google is not all-knowing, Hashtag Google does not know at all. With these scriptures, bro, his ways, God's ways, past finding out. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Yeah, Google that. You'll be right back.
On the beat, boy. Man, I know we all fall down. I'm wondering how much too much. Stumble on the same life, not new stuff. I just wanna get up and stay off the ground. They say you win some, lose some. If I had it my way, I wouldn't lose none. He did not make me a loser. What happened when the thing get repetitive? All week I've been getting hella wins. Last night, thank God for deliverance. Just woke up into the elegance. I know that God got the medicine. I gotta let it in. I gotta. But what if I never win? But what if I never win? I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling. I keep falling. But yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling. No, I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling on you. How many times can I keep slipping? I need a reconditioned mind. Could it be an addiction I have? And who gets to choose where to draw the line? I just wanna be obedient, God. Grace and mercy, I'm in need of it, God. I believe it if you speak in it, God. But could you help my unbelief in it, God? And I know you ain't bring me this far to leave me here beaten, scarred. Complete what you started in me, I'ma need you to keep me, Lord. I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling. I keep falling, but yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling, just know I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling.
Yeah, yo. Adjusting falls 7 times, but get back up each time. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, Google is not all knowing. And it's so good that we see God. And him being all-knowing and his ways being passed, finding out. I'm enjoying this. Are you? I hope so. All right. Go to Psalm chapter 77 this time. Psalm chapter 77. Psalm chapter 77, one verse from over here. Yeah, we're still looking at and recognizing, you know, God's goodness. What? Him being the greatest. Greater than Google. Psalms chapter 77. Verse 19. It says, your way is in the sea. Are you going to track his way? It's in the sea. He's walking on water and carrying on. That he know what people walk, you know, he know that people are going to be tracking down people walking on land. They measure the foot, they look at the shoe size, they look at the print on the bottom and all that. Yeah. So, his way is in the sea, though. Right. How you track that, stranger? Your way is in the sea, and your path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. God, me, Father, you keep giving us these 5 verses. His footsteps are not known. You can't trace his footsteps. He walk on water, cuz. we can't walk on water. We all we do is drive through it, swimming it, you know, drive a boat on it or something, you know, canoe. This mug, walk on water, God, walk on water, bro. His way is in the sea, and your path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. Mm-hmm. That's why even the footstep story, when God was carrying the person or carrying you through the greatest times, you act like he ain't with you. That's what the footprints story is, the poem or what have you. Like, man, I only see, when I'm going through my hardest time, I only see two footprints. And God, like, that's my feet. I'm carrying you, cuz. What? Yes, sir. His footsteps are not known. We don't even know. How you think you made it this far? God walking with you. Now, if you want to trace his footsteps physically, you ain't going to be able to do it. His footsteps are not known. His way is in the sea. His path is in the great waters. I'm talking way out there in the deep, cuz. Nah. Scientists, you think you're so small. I want to figure that out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one time we can't walk on water. All we do is dive in it or swim in it. I'm telling you. Step on that mug and watch you sink to the bottom. I'm talking about, yeah. Now, I ain't talking about having no special kind of shoes. But Jesus walked on the water with sandals on, unless he just didn't have no shoes on. But they wore sandals back then. And I see why, because God walked on water all the time, looked like, according to Psalm 77 and verse 19. Mm-hmm. His ways are in the waters. His paths are in the great waters. So, next scripture, Romans. Then we're coming back to Proverbs. And then we're going back to 1 John, and I'm going to be finished. Okay? If I get to 1 John. You know what I'm saying? So, Romans chapter 11. Let's go there. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We almost finished tearing Google up. And I ain't saying I ain't going to use Google no more, but I'm just saying I don't go to Google first. I go to God. I get in the Word, the Bible, and then I go. If it's a word in here I don't understand, I might look that word up. So. But I'm going to get in His Word. And then with the Bible, it's so good, and God wants us to know stuff. All you got to do, like they taught us in school, read the context clues. Read around the if you don't understand it, keep reading. Read under it or read above it. It'll help you understand it. So same thing with the Word. Yeah, I appreciate the teaching me how to read. That part of education, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? All right? Teaching me how to add and subtract. Okay, I appreciate that part of it. But the rest, you can pretty much kick rocks with me. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Ain't that what y'all saying these days? Ain't that what the world's saying? Sorry, not sorry. Anyway, Romans chapter 11. Go to verse 33. Romans chapter 11. Start with verse 33. It says, oh, the depth, how deep, the depth, that's deep. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. It's too deep. You can't find it. Look here. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. How many times we done heard that? Yeah, God is unsearchable. The most we can do is search these scriptures up on Google. Do you do that? I heard the pastor say this scripture. I don't remember how it go, but, you know, I remember a few words and Google that and watch it take you right to the scripture. Put KJV in there. Yeah, KJV is take you right to the scriptures. But if you put a few words that's in that scripture and then put, you know, KJV or what have you, take it out. Find it. Romans chapter 11. Let me read verse 33 again. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed? He's going to pay you back if you first gave to him. Who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him and through him and to him. Y'all see this? Of him, through him, and to him are all things, including Google, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Yeah, God ain't got no problem with Google if you're using it right to assist. You know what I'm saying? But not acting like Google is God and all-knowing. It's a problem. verse 36. Circle that verse. Highlight it. Underline it. Something. Romans chapter 11, verse 36. I'm going to read it again. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. As long as you're giving him the glory, you're good. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. All right. Go to Proverbs. Two places in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, that's behind Psalms. We've been in Psalms a couple of times today. So Proverbs is right behind Psalms. Psalms have a lot of different writers. David wrote a lot of Psalms, though. And the book of Proverbs, David's son, Solomon, wrote that. Solomon ended up writing Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, right? Yeah. And this is the man that God gave, you know, wisdom. He was the wisest man ever to walk on the earth. Yeah, he's wiser than Google because God gave him the wisdom. And we seen earlier that Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah, God made them 10 times greater in their knowledge and everything, man. So, Proverbs chapter 1, starting with verse number 7. And then we're going to read verse number 23 as well. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord, the honor of God, the reverence, that's what fear is right here. The fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's when you're going to, all knowledge start right here, when you start fearing God, when you start reverencing the Lord. This is the beginning of knowledge, not kindergarten, not daycare. The beginning of knowledge is fearing the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's why you got a lot of schools full with fools now. I'm talking about from the teachers to the students and to the superintendents and all. You got a lot of fools in there, man. All right? So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom. Fools despise instruction. Fools, you can't tell them nothing. Fools, you can't tell them the right thing to do. They're fools. They despise wisdom. They despise instruction. Another scripture says, he who hates correction is stupid. They say that in Proverbs 2. Google that one. Yeah, he who hates correction is stupid. Google that, and they'll take you right to the verse. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, a fool hates instruction. A fool hates wisdom. You see what I'm saying? Go to verse 23, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 says, turn you at my reproof or at my correction. My disapproval of you. You turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. If you turn when I'm trying to correct you, if you turn when I'm trying to disprove you, that's what God's saying. If you turn when God is trying to correct you, when you turn when God expresses his disapproval, then it says, I will pour out my spirit. God will pour out his spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. You will understand his word. Look, he said, I will make my words known. I will make known my words unto you. He will help you understand his word. A lot of people try to read this Bible, and they read it with their own brain and not with the, you know, the heart or the submission to God or none of that stuff, and they misunderstand it. I can't understand it, so I don't read it. Well, they got all that thou and thus. Is that all they had to put in there? It's way more words than thou and thus and all that. Thou. It means you or your, right? Thy, T-H-Y, you, your, thus, T-H-U-S. And this, all that, I don't understand it. Yeah, you ain't trying to understand it. Because he said, if you turn at my reproof, I will pour out my spirit on unto you, and I will make my words known unto you. Hallelujah. Do things his way. Go to Proverbs chapter 9. I tell you, I'm going to beat this clock, right? 10 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? One or two more scriptures. I'll read one scripture, and then I'll read this other one. That's the bonus scripture, so you don't even have to go there. But go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. He says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Yeah, if you give instruction to a wise human, they're going to be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Yeah, a man that's upright, yeah, he's going to increase in learning if you teach him, right? Verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord, the reverence of God, the honoring of God, is the beginning of wisdom as well. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Yeah, that's why you can't get no understanding, no knowledge without God. So if they're not giving you God in these schools, which they miseducated us in, and they miseducating them now because they ain't giving them God. Let me read this verse again. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Yeah, nobody pointed me to God. None of my teachers pointed me to God. One of them did. One of them, I knew he walked with God. That was Mr. Curry. I knew he was about Jesus' business. But ain't none of them mother pointed you to God, did they? Talked about God in their classroom. Talked about Jesus. Mm-hmm. They scurry. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So when you start honoring God, then that's going to start making you wise. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. When you get to know him, that's when you start understanding. When you know him. Verse 11 says, for by me your days shall be multiplied. God can add days to your life, and the years of your life shall be increased. God can add years to your life. You won't live a long time by being a fool, but you will live a long time by being wise. Fools die quick. Hold on, I know some old fools. Okay, don't worry about them. You ain't going to see them in a minute, because fools die quick. All right? By me, he says, by me, by wisdom, by God, the wisdom of God, your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. You start doing things his way. Right? Go to God first. God is all-knowing. Google can't even compare. You see what happened today? Yeah. Go to God first. God is the one that's all-knowing. Google can't even compare. You know what I'm saying? You think not. Or you think it can? Go back and listen to this broadcast. You know what I'm saying? Get these scriptures we just went over. Matter of fact, go to Isaiah 40 and 12. You'll see. 40. Isaiah 40. We start at verse 12. You'll see that Google can't even compare to God. One scripture that I'm going to read, and then be out. You don't even have to go here. Just let me read it to you. It says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. You know more than Google, because Google does not know God, but you know God, and he's going to put you up on everything. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah, everything. He wants you to know everything you need. You know. Shout out to you, though. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. I told y'all I'm going to beat that clock. 6 minutes left, but we done, son. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Get at you next time. Remember, Google is not all-knowing. Hashtag Google doesn't know it all. You want some right perspective? Read Isaiah chapter 40. In its entirety. Then you will start going to God first and not Google, saying Google can't even compare with the all-knowing one.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life, the flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life, gotta tell you this life is only found in Christ, we get the bling and shine, but we still all blind, not realizing it's the inside, that's just they own shine, but if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living, where are we going, what are we doing, are we even giving, God, children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your
your cares on things above. We all need love. Be wise and service, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. Backwards world we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't done man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking, don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them, give them $1 million deal, they make their music sound like him, and him, and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves, man, yeah, I went there, y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip-hop from us, cause it's still real rapping, leaving your money and deals in the dust, and this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ, so you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.